So we're back inside the coach's corner here. Joining us now is Newton head coach Andy Sweetengelm. And coach, what can you say? Great game here. You a little winded?
Absolutely.
There?
A little bit. I mean, I had to run halfway across Story County here, right? But no, like, our can't say enough about our kids, man. Great kids to be around, great kids to coach. Just make my job real easy. Just love being with them every single day. And so hats off to them, man. They've worked their tails off.
So we're back inside the coach's corner here on KRLS 3. Did you make any adjustments after that first drive that Gilbert had to open the games? It kind of went right down the field quickly.
Well, it might sound like it, but no, they just started doing their jobs. So, like okay. You know what I mean? Like, that was our game plan we had all week up for those guys. So just made a couple little tweaks, reminders to some kids to make sure they're filling their gaps, and then they did a nice job.
Caden, again, very efficient with his quarterback play, and him and Finn Martin just really seem to be on the same page.
Yeah, they're two special talents, man. I'm really blessed to be able to coach those kids. Great kids, great competitive kids. I just can't say enough good things about those guys. They work together all the time. They do extra work after practice almost every single day just to be on the same page. Just really excited to have them on our team.
That was a huge stop here. Their second drive when they went for it here in their own territory, and he stopped them and then scored right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that was something where we were looking at where we are at in the with the clock, and we called a timeout to try to conserve that, and if they were going to punt, we wanted them to punt into that wind at that point, and so try to make sure that we called that timeout right there to get that. Then our defense made the stop anyways, and we were able to pop it in there and use that win for the kickoff, so that was good.
As far as team is concerned, what were your comments to them at the end of the game here?
Well, just we're excited about where we're at, and so this is obviously one step in the goals that we had written out for our team, and so I'm just really proud of them and their effort and the way that they carry themselves, and it's exciting to be able to do this, but now we got to turn around on Sunday because we lose the day of normal prep. So, just had to remind them. Yep, hey, we'll have a little practice on Sunday, so be ready.
Yeah, this team keeps checking off goals, district championship, first home playoff win, and now first time for the semifinals since 1990. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, just real proud of our kids, it's exactly what we talked about doing, right? And it's fun when a plan comes to fruition like this. They really truly bought in. They did everything they were supposed to do in the off season, and we're just lucky that we've got kids that are bought in and doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, you said really a team effort too, because you mentioned the scout team. You did a great job getting the regulars prepared for what they were going to see here tonight.
Absolutely right. Our scout team did a fantastic job this weekend. Just hats off to our coaches for getting them prepared, right? And Coach Powers and Coach Springer really took those kids under their wing and really ran through that system with them really well. And they were able to give us a really, really good look all week. And so just really hats off, total team effort.
Pretty nice crowd here in the cold for making the way up here to Gilbert.
Yeah, Red Pride's unmatched, man. Like it's awesome seeing, how they travel, how they do stuff. It's just a lot of fun being able to be in that experience. And so I'm excited to see how they travel next week.
The offense, it's amazing how they can come out. I don't know how many games in a row now you've scored on the opening possession.
I know, it's death. Obviously by design, right? No, I'm just kidding. But our kids have done a fantastic job. They're just locked in, and it's always nice to kind of, when we come out on a drive and we see kind of what we were expecting to see, and our kids can execute our game plan that we had planned for them.
Has something to do with the play calling too, though.
No, a little bit. I mean, hey, it's easy to call plays when you've got good players, so just hats off to those guys.
So kind of lay out the week now. You mentioned that for this team, you mentioned with Thursday's the game, right? We don't know the time, if it'll be an early afternoon or an evening game.
Yep.
But it's Thursday, so kind of how are you guys going to approach
this? Yeah, so typically we do like a walkthrough type thing on Monday. But obviously, we're just bumping everything up a day here, right? And so we'll do all that stuff on Sunday this week, and our typical Tuesday practice will be on Monday, and our typical Wednesday on Tuesday, and just bump everything up a week. And so big day tomorrow for us as coaches to make sure we get everything broken down. But, just really, really excited to have this opportunity.
You're probably going to do that some of the tonight, won't you?
We'll see what time it is. It's okay. Nice to get to bed sometimes.
Yeah, and you like to enjoy this a little bit, too, before you start about the next task.
That's right.
Definitely. Well, a great job here tonight. We appreciate you coming up and talking with us afterwards. And Look forward to being up at the Uni Dome. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast.
Symposium. Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
And it's Coach Andy Sweetengelm joining us here after they knock off Gilbert, the number two team, by a score of 42-14. And that's Coach Andy Sweetengelm on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.